Welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, don't forget, coming up at 10:20 this morning, we're going to be announcing another name in our Live for Free contest. If you hear your name, you got to call us back within 10 minutes. And if you do, we'll give you $100 and we'll throw you into the hopper for $10,000.
Yes.
So make sure you are listening. Very exciting. Also, right now, very exciting, we've got a special guest on the line, paranormal investigator and host of the Darkness Radio podcast, among other impressive credentials, not to mention all-around good guy, Dave Schrader, a.k.a. Darkness Dave, joining us right now to talk about his latest project for the Travel Channel. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Donna, Steve, thank you both for having me on today. Dawn, thanks for connecting us. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
The Holzer Files. This is a really cool opportunity. We're now in second season of this paranormal TV show on Travel Channel, where we're walking in the very long shadow of original American paranormal investigator Dr. Hans Holzer. And we're reinvestigating cases that he opened 40, 50, 60 years ago to see if there's any new information or spirits that have made themselves known. And it's been a great ride.
Is Hans Holzer like the OG of paranormal investigation? You know, is he original?
He is one of the forefathers here in the United States to really kind of bring it into the spotlight. In the 70s and 80s, he was on Sightings, In Search Of, That's Incredible, Real People. Anything that he could show up on to talk about this, he was out there. He was... everybody's familiar with Ed and Lorraine Warren from the Conjuring movies. He was their contemporary, and it started even earlier than they had. And he is finally kind of getting the recognition he so deserved. And we're bringing out these cases. Tonight, we're at the Franklin Castle in Cleveland, Ohio, to try to unlock these lies and legends that have been told about the location and the ghosts that are there. And this one is, I've got to say, honestly, we capture one of the best pieces of visual evidence of ghosts I've ever encountered.
Oh, and Lord in heaven.
I watched this episode.
I hate this. I'm scared, Dave. I'm a weenie.
Listen, Steve, I just have to interrupt you for 1 second, Dave, because Dave at my last radio station would come to the station and just show us some of the footage. And I would scream and just be like, oh, my God, I can never unsee that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And I didn't see it at first. So I went back and watched and went, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. It is unbelievable.
It was a an interesting aspect. And we did something a little different when I was filming this episode. As I was talking to one of the historians, it became a very emotionally impactful episode to me because it turned out the little girl's spirit that we were trying to communicate with, Emma Tiedemann, had passed away from complications of diabetes, type 1. And it was on the second anniversary of the date I almost lost my own daughter to type 1 diabetes.
Oh,
and I just got very emotional. Thankfully, they edited out all the crying scenes because I broke down numerous times filming in this episode, thinking about what was going on and who these spirits that are kind of time locked are and what's going on. And we actually kind of think outside the box on this episode. We do a couple of different type of experiments, one with a Ouija board, which I know a lot of people will raise their eyebrows over, but I think we're doing something really unique with it. And then my daughter, Ripley, who I almost lost to diabetes, she kind of Skypes in for the ghost hunt to help us try to make communication with this little girl. And I really think that is a big portion of why we were successful and got the type of activity that we got tonight. So it was it's a really strong episode, very good storyline. And I think you guys are going to enjoy the evidence. It's freaky.
Dave, I've expressed this to you when you were on Twin Cities Live, and I'll tell those folks again, I am a weenie, I am afraid of this stuff, I just choose to turn a blind eye to it. You could go through life without feeling, without getting the chills and without getting scared and then thinking always about all the paranormal. What made you develop such an interest in this? Was there a turning point in your life where you were like, you know what, I got to look into this and go deep?
Dave? Hello? You still there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Are you
Steve,
telling
you scared
me?
Him away.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, there we go.
Oh, wait, there he is. I wondered if I had haunted Dave or if Dave was now choosing to haunt me. So, Dave, just to reset, if we have you back here, what was it? Was there a turning point in your life where you decided ghost hunting is going to become a way of life for me?
You know, it's something you really have to kind of.
Oh no! Dave. We lost you again. Hello.
This is actually perfect.
It's a ghost, actually. It's taking over.
This is the ghost of Dave Schrader. This is not really him who has joined us here today.
Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Okay, you need to find another spot because we keep losing you.
You might be in a haunted spot, Dave.
I don't know what's happening because I'm literally line locked into a hard line here. I'm not moving. I'm sitting in the exact same spot. I'm not on a cell or anything. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now try to answer again. We're curious.
Okay, give me the short version of the question.
What made you want to do this, like, as a way of life, ghost hunting, paranormal searches, this is your jam? What turned that light switch on or, I suppose, off for you?
I had experiences my whole life. My grandmother visited me after her death when I was about three. I grew up in a haunted house in Illinois, and I've just kind of always had it around me. My parents never made it taboo or weird to talk about, so that just allowed me to kind of grow in this compassion for spirits and what's going on out there and try to get these answers.
Well, and there's good to come of this, because oftentimes what you are trying to do is to connect people on the other side, or show them that, you know, let them know they're dead. Or in this case, something special happens in this episode that you guys are trying to accomplish that has to do with the little girl and her mom.
Right. You know, it's interesting because you think, oh, well, ghosts are all kind of living around us at all times, but we're kind of starting to realize that they're kind of time locked. You know, the little girl passed away many years before her mother, and she chose to stay there and made herself known to many people. The mom passed away and we believe is there looking for her daughter. So they kind of coexist on different planes. It's like being on two different floors of the same house, but unable to find each other. And it's kind of heartbreaking.
Go ahead, Steve.
We're talking to Dave Schrader, host of the Holzer Files. He's a paranormal expert. He frightens me. And I'm curious on a personal level, Dave, you know, since you do all of this stuff in real life situations and then you see stuff and you experience stuff, what movies scare you? Do any scary movies actually frighten you anymore? Or are you just a calloused man?
I am just desensitized and heartless. No, I love a good psychological thriller, like the movie Sinister was a good paranormal creeper. I like the Conjuring movies, I think, have done really well, especially the very first Conjuring movie. So I think when they can get into the psychology as opposed to the slash blood gore version of it, I like a good psychological thriller.
Now, do you still get scared? Like, who was it? Was it Shane or was it Gabe who was on this episode with you? Who something happens? There's a force.
Yes,
of sorts.
That was Shane. Gabe, Alexandra, and Gabe are kind of. Alexandra is the daughter of Hans Holzer. She's kind of the voice helping us bridge his work into our new investigation. Gabe does all the research, and then Shane, Cindy, and I are the ones out in the field actively investigating these claims. And yeah, Shane has a couple of physical encounters with something unseen in this episode that's really unsettling.
I would agree with that. And then and Cindy, by the way, she's incredible. Cindy is, now, is she a psychic medium?
Yes, Cindy Kaza. She's really talented at what she does. And I'm a skeptical believer, believe it or not. I've had experiences, but I don't believe everything I hear. And I don't believe every claim of somebody being a medium. And she has won me over. You know, mind, heart, and soul. I've watched her do amazing things over the last 2 years that she taps into stuff that we had no idea and we're able to actually uncover it. She ends up being the key to some of these mysteries that helps us unlock it.
Right, right. And then in the episode tonight, again, we're talking with Dave Schrader, paranormal investigator and host of the Holzer Files, which is on tonight, the Travel Channel. I believe it's on at, is it 9 o'clock our time?
Yes.
Tonight.
9 o'clock central. Yep.
Final word. She does some stuff that just is interesting because she speaks through the spirits. You know, she can, and she writes and does that writing thing and sketching thing. But one of the things that I think is really interesting is that you took the original, audio evidence from Holzer's investigation and you found something new in there that maybe he even missed.
Yeah, there's some really interesting elements to this investigation. Hans would he never really relied on technology for the paranormal. He would always go with a good trance medium, and those are the mediums like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. She would let the spirits talk through her, and he would go with Sybil Leek or Ethel Meyer, and he really was there just to document. He would record, photograph, and then take copious notes, and then try to communicate to the spirits through the medium to help them cross over and realize their time here is done and they should move on and find a better place.
Oh, Lord.
So scary. It'll be okay, Steve. Don't worry.
Me scared.
Steve.
Me scared.
Steve, I would love for you to watch tonight.
Oh, gosh.
And then just get back
to it would
us
haunt
tomorrow.
My nightmares. Listen, and I'm open with Dave about this. He scares me mm-hmm. and he creeps me out and I'm afraid. And he just makes me feel afraid. He is the man behind the Holzer Files. You can catch it on Travel Channel. New episode out tonight, so make sure that you watch that. Dave, other than the little haunting that happened midway through the interview, it was really good catching up with you again.
Hey, thank you very much. And if there's one quick thing I can mention,
sure.
You know, this story is tied between the past and the present with this little girl, and juvenile diabetes and type 1 diabetes is still very real, and I think we're close to cracking the mystery of fixing it. Mm-hmm. If your listeners are in the giving and thankful season mood this year, they can go to jdrf.org. That's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. They are leading the fight to try to crack the code of type 1 diabetes, and we're close. They just need your help. So if you could make a donation of any size at jdrf.org, that would go a long way to helping. And tune into the Holzer Files. Check me out at Darkness Radio. And thank you all for your support and allowing me to come on and talk about it today.
You got it, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, David.
All right. Take care.
Bye. That is Dave Schrader. You could follow him on Twitter at Beyond Dark Show or at Darkness Radio, and then on Instagram at Beyond the Darkness Radio. I did watch the episode. It did scare me.
Yeah.
It's on tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Hey,
all right,
no,
you guys come back.
Let's take a quick break.